Welcome to In the Limelight with Clarissa Burt, international media celebrity, supermodel, and renowned beauty and lifestyle expert, as well as founder and CEO of Envelop Her, multimedia platform for women, and sought-after inspirational speaker on women's issues. You'll connect with Clarissa's super influencer celebrity friends and experts as they speak about health, wealth, beauty, lifestyle, business, the love of giving, and the love of living a model life. Now, here is Clarissa Burt.
Hey, everybody, you are here in the limelight with Clarissa Burt in New York City, and I took a red eye last night to get here. And anybody that knows me well enough knows that in the last month, I've been in about 19 different cities. And in the last week, twice to Sedona, where I went to meet some friends of mine. So if I don't sound my own spiffy self, there's a reason for that. And that's because this red eye just decimated me. I mean, I was in Cincinnati this morning at 5 o'clock in the morning, and then changed planes, and then I got into LaGuardia at 7 in the morning, and then it took me 2 hours to get into the city from there. Anyway, I'm here, and that's the most important thing. And as usual, I always bring super influencers that are doing really extraordinary things in their field. And I absolutely am so thrilled to bring you something that I knew nothing about in the wellness realm. And I learned something new last week, and it was really, really cool. So I wanted to hello there and welcome. I wanted to introduce them right away, and they are, again, up in Sedona, and they're doing something completely different than what they originally had set out to do in life. Olivia was in the entertainment industry, is extremely beautiful and very, very successful actress, and Dr. Lee Griffith is a board-certified anesthesiologist and works also in pain management. And then they met and they decided that they were going to do this other really thing called Tachyon Wellness, or Tachyon Living. And so I'm going to have them come on and tell us a little bit more about that. It's kind of cool, you guys. It really is something I think you should take a deeper dive into if you don't know about it. So welcome to the show, Lee and Olivia.
Thank you, Clarissa.
You're so welcome. You're so welcome. Well, okay, guys. So obviously, you know that we met through our a mutual friend, Jody Wilson, and I drove up to Sedona last week, and I got, I don't know if I'm going to say I got tachified or I got tachyoned. I'm not quite sure which one I'm going to use, but I did.
Tachyonized is what we call it.
There you are. Tachyonized. Okay. So there you go. And why don't you go ahead, Olivia, and explain what that is?
So I'm going to let Lee explain that. He's got more of the scientific mind, and then I'll explain a little bit more about kind of an experience, if that's okay.
That's perfect. Okay, Lee, Dr. Lee, it's all yours.
Yes. So tachyonized energy comes from quantum physics, and this is in the realm of matter that moves at faster than the speed of light. So there's some energy or zero field energy sources that there's a large amount of research looking into this form of energy because it's universal and unlimited. Mm-hmm. The highest product of that energy source is called tachyon energy. Mm-hmm. And once tachyons are formed, these particles are faster than the speed of light. And then when they come into the three-dimensional world that we live in, then they can be anything and everything and anywhere at the same time. Mm-hmm. And when they're focused on a client, it allows a client to have remarkable healing in physical, emotional, spiritual matters that the patient or the client wants to work on at that day.
Right. So I was escorted into a beautiful room with beautiful low lighting. Why don't you go ahead and explain what the room is, what a patient or client, as you call them, will experience while they're in there, what it looks like, what it feels like, what it sounds like.
So in each room that we have, which we call the Tachyon Chambers, we have a heavy concentration of the tachyon energy and everything down to the paint particles on the walls. So we've infused all the paint with tachyon particles. So mm-hmm. everything in there is highly infused, and so it creates this really strong tachyon field. So mm-hmm. whenever you go into the room and we set you up in a chair, and we have some beautiful pictures online if anybody wants to see what that looks like. But right. once we set the client up in the chair, we lean them all the way back, and they kind of just go on this magical ride of relaxation, healing, and every experience for each client is different. But I have yet to hear a single person come out and say that they did not feel anything. Everyone has had some sort of good, relaxing experience while in the tachyon chamber.
Right. And I'd like to, to your point, I always point someone while we're talking to the website. So let me do that right now. It's tachyonwellnesssedona.com. And I'm going to spell tachyon, T-A-C-H-Y-O-N, wellnesssedona.com. And if you don't know Sedona, everybody, you need to out in Arizona. It's about a 2-hour drive from Phoenix, where I live. And it is, I think it should be considered the, you know, 9th or 10th wonder of the world for sure, because it's one of the most beautiful places, I think, on the planet. And I think you'd agree with me if you ever saw pictures or you went there in person. So, okay, you guys. So the room is beautiful and the experience is fabulous, but why would someone want to, what are they experiencing in their life that would want to drive them into the chamber? Let me say that way.
Honestly, it can be the desire to heal anything, emotional, spiritual, mental, or physical. There's been a lot of people who've experienced great pain relief from the chambers if they go in with a specific ailment that's going on at that time. People who are experiencing, we've had tremendous success with people who are addicts, who feel like they need to change their relationships with the substance that they're using. And tachyon energy, it infuses physical matter with spiritual light. So the possibilities of the healing in one of the chambers is really endless. And I recommend it for anybody who's dealing with any kind of problem, or if they just want to go and have a general healing because it's that time.
Right. And the symptoms, let's call them symptoms for lack of a better word, could be anything from exhaustion, confusion, distraction, dizziness, tingling, digestive issues, heart palpitations. I mean, there's a plethora of things that the tachyon energy can benefit. But I was really surprised to see things like even for burning sensations that you may have, or even for tumor growth and cancer.
Yes, we have not had experience with that in our chamber as of yet. But if you look at some of the claims
data
online at different chambers, yes. And the concept with that as a Western doctor is we as Western doctors can only do certain things to make someone's body respond.
Right.
So if you think even of a medicine or even chemotherapy just kills things, and you hope that the chemotherapy kills the tumor faster than it kills the rest of the cells of the patient's body.
Right.
Tachyon is working at a different level. Tachyon is actually trying to put positive energy into the body so the body can heal itself.
Right.
So
exactly.
If we had a pill for this would be a $100 billion pill per year in the pharmaceutical industry, because it's literally having the patient's body fix itself.
Right. So why don't you explain what the actual, I call it a room, Olivia, you call it a chamber, what it looks like when you walk in, what's the feel?
Well, we have two different rooms. One of them is a deep turquoise, and we call that our tranquility room. And we have another room, which is a deep purple. And the room itself has a very comfortable recliner in the center of the room, and it is surrounded by six gigantic crystal balls that are infused with tachyonized energy. So that is the other thing, that the other big component of this is there is a gigantic pyramid hanging above the chair that would be directly above the client's solar plexus.
Mm-hmm. And what is the benefit of the pyramid over one's head?
Well, the pyramid actually serves as an energetic point of energy. So I don't know if the listeners are that used to seeing, you know, pyramids and spiritual stores and things, but they tend to be a great source of energy. You know, the ancient Egyptians believed that the pyramids could do so much for someone's overall well-being. And so it's just another way to concentrate that energy.
Yeah, I had often contemplated getting one of the larger ones from my living room, you know, the kind of one that sort of like takes over your living room, but they were rather costly. And so I was really pleasantly surprised when I went into the chamber and sat in this gorgeous, beautiful, reclining leather plushy chair. And isn't the blanket also that you cover one with, isn't that also infused with tachyon energy?
Yes, there is a blanket above client that is tachyonized, as well as there is a tachyonized piece underneath the client. So you have tachyonized, concentrated tachyonized energy above and below you.
Wow.
Also, the eye masks have been tachyonized. Mm-hmm. And then you're encased or encircled in a very highly tachyonized room.
Right.
Therefore, all these things together add up to a very highly concentrated, tachyonized event.
And I was really surprised to find also, and Olivia mentioned it before, that even the paint on the walls, because I was standing outside the room speaking with Jody, I saw a little packet of lovely, beautiful white, I don't want to call it shiny, but it was certainly luminous, if you will, powder kind of stuff. And it almost looked like something that you might put in cosmetics. You know, I make my own cosmetics a lot. And I was really drawn to it and very curious about what that was. And when I read that it actually went into the paint that you put on the walls, I mean, how much better does it get than that, right? Anyway, that's how quickly that first segment goes, everybody. But I told you I'm going to bring you the best of the best. And when I bring in Dr. Lee Griffith and his wife, Olivia, we are bringing in some of the top, I'm telling you, when you're talking about tachyon wellness. So again, tachyon wellness, Sedona.com. We're going to be back and talk to them. We've got a bunch more questions I want to ask. But you know what to do. Don't go away, because we're going to be right back.
Follow us on Twitter at VoiceAmericaTRN. Get the lowdown on guests, new shows, and your favorites. That's VoiceAmericaTRN.
The Voice America Live Events Channel is here now to showcase your corporate, individual, or organization's live event. Visit voiceamerica.com/live events to see all of our past live events and find out more. Whether it's a multi-day conference, special speaker, or single-day event, we've got everything to make your event a success. We can do a few hours or a few days. For more information about taking your event to the next level, call Jeff Spinard at 480-294-6417 or email info@voiceamerica.com. Again, that's Jeff Spinard at 480-294-6417 or send us an email to info@voiceamerica.com. Voice America is where you are and where you want to be. Join us around the globe as we broadcast live from some of the most interesting events available. Don't forget to view all our live events, including on-demand access to past events that you may have missed, by visiting voiceamerica.com/live events.
Are you ready for provocative discussions with some of today's most powerful movers and shakers? Tune in to The Art of Significance, featuring Dan Clark, the modern-day Napoleon Hill, who interviews the wealthiest, most successful celebrities and business leaders on the planet, who are using their influence to change the world. From authors to entertainers, sports figures, educators, to military leaders, Dan covers multiple topics. Tune in every Monday at noon Pacific, 3 p.m. Eastern, on the Voice America Influencers Channel. Change starts here. Change starts now. Join us, the Voice America Influencers Channel.
You are listening to In the Limelight with Clarissa Burt. You can call into the program at 1-866-472-5795. Again, that's 1-866-472-5795. or send an email to info@clarissaburt.com. Now back to In the Limelight.
Everybody, you are back in the limelight. We are with Dr. Lee Griffith and his beautiful shaman wife, by the way. We haven't touched upon that, Olivia Hart Griffith. And I want to give a shout out to A-Rod down in Phoenix, Arizona, like I always do every week, because he makes me sound a heck of a lot better than I probably am. So there you go, A-Rod. There's your shout out. We now are going to get into a couple of different questions now that I haven't asked yet. And that is, I love this, my session. I want everybody to come up to Sedona. You're right there on State Route 89A. You're in Suite 1 at 2855. We'll get into that at the end of the show. You have two chambers up there. We love tachyon energy. How often should we be doing a session there? Can you overdo a good thing?
No, you definitely can't overdo it. The frequency is going to be dependent on each client. Personally, I try to get in the chamber as much as possible because there's always something you can work on, or when you get comfortable working with this energy, you can even ask questions and work on different processes in your life while in the chamber.
Right. Now, before I went into the chamber, I was instructed to go in setting an intention for that session, an intention for an outcome that I would like to see happen in my life. So how many people do you think really come out and their intention is, fulfilled or granted?
From my experience, I would say a high percentage of people come out, especially people who are needing pain relief, come out feeling a lot better. Mm-hmm. And also people who go in with an intention tend to come out and things resolve themselves within a week or two. I mean, mm-hmm. the tachyon energy, once it's purifying you, you continue to detox and continue to have these experiences even after your session. So it's pretty amazing what can resolve itself in a week after a session.
Right. There's also, I think I've heard along the way as I've been doing my research as well, that tachyon really promotes spiritual development. And it can help open up the third eye. We hear so much about the third eye, and a lot of people are kind of leery about going toward work or energetic work on the third eye, because there's so much stuff out there about how it can kind of go wrong and awry. And so what are your thoughts about that?
I think it's a great way to help open your third eye. I don't think there's anything to be afraid of when it comes to opening that up, as long as you're doing it with pure intentions. Mm-hmm. You know, there's a lot of people that get involved in some things that are not of the purest intentions. And I think that's right. Where you really have to look out. And if you're ready to open that up and you're going to focus on opening that up, you have to be a pretty healed individual.
Right. So are you saying be careful what you ask for, because and how you ask for it and what you're asking for?
I would be sure that when you go in, you're ready for what you are asking to heal.
Yeah.
Because
and the
I
other
think
thing
sometimes
that,
when we're not, it won't happen.
Right. Yeah, for sure. This is really also good for, and then I'll talk to you about my experience in a second, but it's good for anxiety, for ADD, ADHD, autism, good for circulation, helps release pain, as we said before, and deepening the quality of sleep. How many people do I know, and I'm sure you do too, that really, for them, sleep is a challenge? And one of the first things that happened to me when I got there into the chamber, I mean, I think I was out within the first 7 minutes. I was out. I mean, I was awake, but really in this really deeply relaxed, beautiful state.
Yeah, that happens. It's almost universal. The first 1 to 2 times in the chamber, most people go to sleep and are in a very deep level of sleep, and it's a very restful sleep.
Right.
The the interesting component of the chambers and tachyon energy in itself, you can be asleep and it's still working on you and still healing you. Mm-hmm. So some people worry that they have to stay awake and keep the focus on their intention. And if they fall asleep, then it's not going to work.
Well, I think one of the
first, it doesn't work like that.
Right. We've mentioned that, you know, you put something over our eyes, right? There's that, and you said that's tachyonized. We didn't mention that there are headphones as well and that there's music. So what kind of music is specialized? Is there something going on? Or is there some subliminal sort of track that's happening while we're listening to the gorgeous music that is in those earphones?
It's just a simple, light, meditative music. There's nothing really to it other than the headphones are noise canceling. So mm-hmm. you are able to stay in that very relaxed and state and nothing is going to disturb you. Mm-hmm. And we also didn't mention that there are power rods that you can hold in your hands during the session
yes.
as well.
Yes, yes, yes.
And
that's
it's
right.
Very
and what do they do, Olivia?
We had an open house, and the people that came in and held the power rods in their hands were astounded by the energy that they could feel from just doing that.
Just doing that, right. So what was it that one day how did you come to learn about tachyon, and then how did the two of you sort of, you know, come together, sit together, have a conversation, say, okay, this is going to be what we're going to do now. We're going to go open up a tachyon center in Sedona.
Well, it started because I was working a lot in my shamanic practice, and I really was guided to find something that could help me clear, because the prototypical shamanic practice was, and what we had been taught, was not enough to clear me after the amount of sessions I was doing. Mm-hmm. So I was guided to look for a healing chamber. And at first I kind of thought, well, is that a sauna? Like, I have never heard of a healing mm-hmm. chamber before. So I started researching it and I found tachyon. And it was interesting because Einstein was actually studying tachyon when he died. Mm-hmm. So I thought, wow, well, there might be something to this. So mm-hmm. I read some reviews online, and even if I was a little bit skeptical, I felt guided to do it. So I went and tried a session and was just blown away.
Yeah. Lee, did you need any arm twisting?
No, not at all. No, I got interested in it when she started researching it. And then once I experienced it, I knew this was something that we wanted to help other people with.
Right.
And we came up with the idea of opening a center, but we thought that would be years from now. And about February of this year, I stepped out of the shower and I just told Olivia, we have to open up a chamber in Sedona. It needs to be done to help people. And
that's
then
one
now,
of those things that happen in a shower.
Yeah.
People
3 months later, we have one
showers.
Opened.
Yeah, that's incredible. Because I remember Jody telling me about it just, you know, hey, and, you know, a couple of months ago. And next thing you turn around, she goes, we're ready. When are you coming up? And I'm really glad that I did again, because it's so relaxing. You know, and I felt rejuvenated when I came out. And you know that when I went in there, I don't know if you remember that I was telling you about my shoulder was hurting. You know, so for some reason I was having this pain in my shoulder, which was really odd. Well, I mean, given my age, I guess it's not so odd, but still, it was new to me. And it was there for about a week, you know, this odd, you know, disease, if you will, in my, I don't know if it's arthritis or whatever. But I came out, you know, within a day, it disappeared. So I'm going to say that was the work of tachyon. What else would you like us to know? We're almost in closing. We've got another couple of minutes, but what else is it that we haven't touched upon that people really need to know about tachyon?
Well, I just want to say that Lee's right when he says, you know, this all happened the way it did because we were very, very supported in doing this. If you call it Great Spirit, if you call it God, if you call it the universe, whatever resonates with you, we were very supported by that. So right. That is how everything happened so fast. And it was ultimately truly a calling for us. And our hearts are in it. We're doing this to help people. And we just hope that everyone will come out and give it a chance.
Absolutely. Okay, so I want to give the website. Why don't you give the website again and how they can find you, Olivia and Lee? How can people find you?
Okay, well, the website is tachyonwellnesssedona.com, and that's TachyonWellnessSedona. And we also have a Facebook page, which is under Tachyon Wellness Center, and we're posting a lot of videos and informational things. You can go on our Facebook page, and you can find some videos that actually show you the chamber, and there's one with me inside of it kind of showing you how all the components work. Mm-hmm. And you can email us at contact@tachyonwellnesssedona.com, or mm-hmm. you can message us on Facebook.
Or you can send some carrier pigeons because they'll get there for sure.
Right.
they'll be attracted by the energy and they'll find you, right? Guys, I can't thank you enough. I cannot wait to get back up there. We had promised that as soon as I get back from New York, I'm going to head back up there and we're going to do another session for me for sure. And I hope that I get to do as many as I possibly can. It's not right around the corner for me, but it definitely is worth a drive when you get up there. And I think that, and you have nothing else to add to this, I think that we have given everybody here that's listening everything they need to know about Tachyon.
Well, thank you so much, Clarissa. We really appreciate it.
Yes. Absolutely. Absolutely. Oh, here's a last minute question. Just before we go, we got about one more minute. Lee, are you still practicing anesthesiology and pain management, or are you full in on Tachyon?
I'm still practicing pain management in mm-hmm. Texas. So we're splitting our time between Sedona and Texas at this time.
Okay. And then if somebody wanted to have a reading with you, Olivia, just the same information that you gave before.
Sure, they can find me on there, or they can email me at Olivia Hartz, which is OliviaHard, like David, T like Tom, @gmail.com.
Awesome. Okay, everybody, I think we've been exhaustive, and not exhausted like me, but exhaustive in explaining Tachyon. So everybody, you have been listening to Dr. Lee Griffith and his lovely wife, Olivia Hart Griffith, and everything you will ever need to know about Tachyon Wellness Sedona. Okay, everybody, you know what the drill is. Do not go away, because I've got one more super influencer come to you from Hollywood. Do not go away.